Welcome to Legend in the Field, the new podcast where every episode brings you closer to the trends and solutions driving the future of agriculture. I'm your host, Shelby Landmark, and we welcome you to this brand new podcast between Legend Seeds and Yieldmaster Solutions. And to start off this brand new podcast, I am very pleased to welcome our very first guest. And he's a pretty important guy here at Legend Seeds and Yieldmaster Solutions, as he's going to be taking on a bigger role in starting what we are calling our Deep Roots Bold Vision, going into our brand new fiscal year here, starting in July, end of July, going into August, is Tim Bratland. Welcome, Tim.
Wow. Thank you, Shelby. Yeah, exciting to be here and being your first guest.
Absolutely. Well, we got to start from the top and work our way. So we got to have the MVP of Legend and Yieldmaster Solutions here. So this is our new podcast, and we're excited to have you here as our first guest. So I guess introduce yourself. I kind of would rather have our guests introduce themselves and kind of begin with your Legend story. Who are you?
All right. Yeah. Well, Tim Bratland, from Willow Lake, originally Willow Lake, South Dakota. That's where I got started in the seed industry 36 years ago. So grew up on a family farm and then started in the seed business. And that's where I met Glenn and Janet Davis. And they started Legend Seeds on May 1st of 1990. So right from the beginning, I was, you know, just part of the company as far as we were doing contract production and cleaning and distribution for Legend Seeds. And as Legend continued to grow through the upper Midwest, so did we. And then I came, my story is in 2002, joined forces with Legend Seeds. So the seed conditioning facility at Willow Lake ended up being part of Legend Seeds now. So really exciting journey there in the seed business, and came to Legend Seeds as a product manager, worked with all the soybean processors, production facilities, and then really grew from a product manager to general manager. And the last 5 years I've been president, and now starting August 1st of this year, we'll be becoming the CEO of Legend Seeds. That's on the seed company and also on the biological business called Yieldmaster Solutions. So really exciting journey, opportunities along the way, being involved in all aspects of the business, and great, great people that we've met along the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've definitely got a start from here and work your way up to, I mean, a great, great position you've gotten yourself in, and what you've, you know, had as your pathway from the industry. And you're going to be the CEO, and you've also had a lot of different other parts of the industry that you've been a part of. Can you kind of go into that of different ways that you've also been a part of the seed industry as a whole?
Yeah. Yep. So part of the seed industry is, of course, the American Seed Trade Association, involved in being on a committee there, and then also independent professional seed association called IPSA, where all the independent companies are basically part of an organization. Served on the board for 9 years or 6 years, and served as president in 2019 as IPSA president there. So really involved in the industry as far as, you know, across the whole industry as far as representing that. And, you know, over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of changes in the industries, a lot of mergers, a lot of acquisitions. We've even had some acquisitions in that in Legend Seed. So continue to strive and be part of the growing independent companies out here. And that's really what we're after. And I'm really excited for 26 that we continue to grow and be innovative.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I think makes Legend Seeds so special, if you want to use that word, is that Legend began in the garage for Glenn and Janet back then in 1991. And now getting up to 35 years is what we're celebrating this year. And making those, like we talked about before, this vision, this bold vision, and then we're going back to the deep roots. So we're kind of bringing two ideas into one and really trying to tell the story of Legend Seeds and how it began, and what in your words would you say makes the roots so strong of Legend Seeds?
Well, you know, back in when they started, when Legend got started in 1990, it was all conventional corn and conventional soybean. So the only way you could really, you know, grow your business is you got to be that trusted advisor. You had to really find out what that farmer, the grower, the dealer needed and able to provide that service. And then, of course, as the traits and technology came with Roundup Ready and all the BT corn and the Smart Stack corn, all the technology came, we continued to be innovative. And we were always trying to be on that forefront of bringing that new technology to the marketplace. So continuing to provide that to the dealers and the customers in the upper Midwest.
Absolutely. And you've expanded too. I mean, if you can kind of go back to where it started here in DeSmet, South Dakota, and how much it's expanded to what, I mean, even just 5 years ago, we considered ourselves just a 7-state region. And now we're even expanding even more from that. So, and then kind of piggybacking off of what you say about the trades and technologies, and things have changed so rapidly, so quickly, even in such a short amount of time. As the new CEO of Legend Seeds, as you kind of take this new role and are able to kind of use your strengths and really get yourself into this position, how do you see our position as Legend Seeds within the marketplace and what we can offer to growers and dealers?
Yeah, what we can offer to the dealers is basically those strong values, you know, those deep relationships that we have, and bring in the new technology, continue the technology that we have. Is what can we do as, you know, whether it's a company, you know, Corteva, from, you know, PowerCore to Bayer products to, you know, BT Pro. We as an independent company, I want to make sure that we have access to all the technology and all the genetics out there. And we continue to work, strive for that and deliver that performance. So it's all in one bag. So it's completely, you know, we can provide that service regardless of the bag that it's in, the branded bag, because we are a multi-brand strategy. We did that 4 years ago or 5 years ago now, and it really set us apart. That way, it really said, okay, as we continue to grow, what technology is going to be a leader? And that has changed over the last 5 years. And I can say that, you know, Legend Seeds has been a leader in that, has been able to keep that technology in front of us. And it's going to change over the next 5 years, especially with the biologicals, how we can tie the biologicals in with the seed and make that profitability, that ROI to the grower and the dealers to make them more profit potential than they get anywhere else. And that's really tying it back to our mission statement that Glenn and Janet started with 35 years ago, and we have never changed, is the mission of Legend Seed. It's been consistent. And that's really been the roots, the foundation that we continue to operate on here at Legend Seed.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking to those, anybody that's listening to this podcast, I would assume has some sort of ties into agriculture, whether they're a seed dealer themselves, whether they're just a grower, a farmer. But there's such a broad spectrum of what can be described as a farmer or a grower. But anybody that is sowing a seed, it's reaping a harvest, and them feeling like they can be independent and that they're taken care of, and what we like to call is our full service. So the customer service aspect of our business is extremely important. It's always been important. First things that we have talked about, but why does being that independent seed company matter in the industry as a whole today? Because like you've talked about before, there's a lot of different mergers that have been happening, and people have been, you know, there's rumors all kinds of places that they like to come back on and say, well, I heard this, you know, at coffee that morning. Why does it matter to those in the field? Why does it matter to those who are planting that seed and then harvesting that crop at the end of the year? And why does being an independent seed company matter so much in comparison to the other bigger seed companies?
Well, you know, I would say that it comes back down to choice. We really believe that choice is the number one. So we make sure that we even still have a strong lineup of conventional corn. Not everybody wants the traited corn. And so we have, you know, the conventional corn. We've got the traits of all the different traits that we have and all the different maturities. And one thing about being regional with our testing program that we have is we've got, you know, if you look at our product guide, we might say, well, why do we have 395-day corn? Well, for the territory that we sell in, those 95-day hybrids, some of them work a lot better as you go east than they do out west. And the same thing with going north or south and certain soil types. So we really study that. So it's really coming down to the recommendations and that we have the right products for your ground. And that's what's consistent about being independent is we can take a great geographical area and we can grow that seed for a smaller geographical area than the nationals out there.
And that's a great point that you bring up too, Tim. And what we do as a seed company here too, and I might have you kind of just go into a little bit of how do we pick what we put in that product guide? Can you kind of give us a little bit of a high level plan of action of how our team really sets the bar for these products and what goes into actually picking what goes into that book of our product guide that growers can choose from?
Yeah, that, you know, Shelby, that's a great point that we at Legend Seeds here, we have a selection team, you know, just a committee that gets together and they really talk about their needs in their area. So we've got people on the committee from all aspects of our geographical area. And they come in and they're part of the team saying, okay, this is what I need. Here's my needs assessment for that. So it's just not one person selecting for the company and saying, here's your lineup. And then we communicate that out. So we're really on the forefront as we're planning, as you're planning your production on every farm, is selecting those fields in December, January, and February for spring planting. So we are too for the production that we got in the field. And we want to communicate that to our dealers and our employees to make sure that they know that this is the lineup that we're going to have for the future. So we really take the forefront of that and communicate that out. And a lot of the other companies, they don't come out with what they have until fall. And then they come out and say, this is what we have to sell.
Yep. And then you're 100% correct. And I serve on somewhat of that selection committee to helping our agronomy team and that selection process. And I can tell you, I mean, it's a grueling back and forth conversation. It's not just a, hey, yeah, this is a new product. Let's just put that in there for, you know, giggles. But it comes down to what is needed in what areas. And those agronomists that we have over our main seven state region are the ones that really make those decisions because they're listening to their growers. And that's what makes us that regional seed leader, that we provide that choice, but we're also providing those high end choices for those acres. And that's a great point. So then in your years of ag industry knowledge, if you think of those customers that you're talking to, say you're having a face-to-face conversation with a grower for Legend Seeds or someone that's on the fence of about trying Legend Seeds or someone that has heard of Legend Seeds, they're really not sure, maybe their neighbor plants it and they've heard good things. What's something that you would say or what's something that our growers should know of why they should try Legend Seeds? What's everyday farmer going to be looking for in a seed company that would push them over the edge to try Legend?
Well, I would hope that, you know, we would talk to them about, you know, making sure that we position the seed and I'm making sure we understand what soil types that they have and what are they want to get out of it as far as, you know, is it a silage hybrid or is it grain hybrid? And when are they going to start planting? Because, you know, we started with quick roots back in 2008, 17 years ago, with the first biological called quick roots, you know, on all of our corn. Well, now part of our corn is it's called PMZ. And we put that on every bag of our seed corn, and that comes included in it. And it really helps that early germination and early vigor, getting it out of the ground. So it's really saying, what can we do? Can we make sure that we have the best seed treatment on the market as far as the protection on the seed? So it's really, It's not just the genetics, it's the traits, it's everything else that goes along inside that bag that will have that performance. And at the end of the year, we want to be measured on the fall of the year on the ROI as far as the return on investment for these growers that will provide, you know, the more profit potential than you get anywhere else. And that's really at harvest time when you measure that.
Absolutely. And then just to kind of round out that, so we were there from start to finish, right? I mean, we're there from your seed selection all the way through seeing how that seed performs. Weather, sometimes it's good, sometimes, you know, weather conditions don't always make it to be the greatest harvest you've ever had, but us as farmers, we go through that every single year.
every year is different.
We hope for rain every other week, and we hope for great sunshine. There's never going to be a perfect growing season, so that we can, you know, have it be perfect every single year, the farmer, right?
Right. That is right. Yeah. There's ups and downs throughout the growing season that we have. And it's a matter of having us there and having us, the seed advisor, having that relationship with the dealer or with the Legend staff, that we can be out there and answering your questions.
Absolutely. Well, you're a busy man. I don't want to take up any more of your time today, but I know as we go into further episodes of this podcast, we're going to be welcoming you back, because you've got a lot of insight to bring to us and you've got a lot of knowledge to share. So thank you, Tim, for joining us for our very first episode of The Legend in the Field. And we hope to and look forward to hearing back from you.
Yep. Thank you, Shelby. Yes. Thanks. I'll be back anytime you invite me back. All right. Thank you.
All right. And thanks for joining us out in the countryside, and we will see you out in the field.